Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Do you know who Elwood Edwards is? If not, you are not alone. He was the voice of AOL's famous Welcome, You've Got Mail. And it just so happens that now, instead of alerting people about their inbox, he's now chosen a new path in the tech industry. Now he says, your Uber ride is here. Yep, from famed voice to Uber driver. Thanks, Obama. All right, let's get to today's top three headlines. Today is the day. It's the day millions of Americans are heading to the polls in possible record numbers. We have the very latest early voting numbers, plus we may even have some early, very early, returns to discuss today. Also, at the very last minute, Real Clear Politics made a slight adjustment to their prediction map. This almost unnoticed move may just hold the key to a Donald Trump victory later tonight, or at least send the election to the House of Representatives. And one New York college professor is ready to tell every other pollster out there to go kick rocks. He has a hyper-accurate prediction model with an almost perfect track record that predicts we'll be saying President Trump next January. All that plus one last round of moving average polls to go over. And WikiLeaks continues to drop bombs all over the DNC and CNN this election day. And has the Hillary camp already lost a little bit of confidence? They made a big change to tonight's quote-unquote victory celebration. We have the details. All that plus a lot more on today's Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that includes Hillary Clinton. It includes justice for Hillary Clinton. All right, guys, you can check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com is the last time I'll tell you before Election Day. How about that? And you can check out the articles there, one called Polling Illusions by Robert. There are some new Rhino rants up there. There are the old episodes up there. There's a How to Listen tab up there where you can hear the show wherever you are in the U.S. or abroad. Also, follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. I'm always on Twitter. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can like us, poke us, favorite us, whatever, or email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. We'll be back.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of two neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. Glad you're hanging out with us today. Big shout outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, streamingtalkradio.com, and of course the replay, midnight tonight, klrnradio.com. Midnight Tuesday to Saturday Eastern, all Eastern, and you can download the CRN app. We're there 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. That's free on your Google Play or iTunes store, so do that. Go ahead and do that. I'll wait. We only have an election to talk about. Not much else going on, I guess, right? It's what we've waited, I mean, some of us, 4 years, I guess, now. It's been a while. The actual campaigning, I think it's, I don't know, someone has the number. It's been like 571 days or something of actual campaigning from the announcement of Ted Cruz, I guess, 2, 3, 8 Februarys ago, whatever it's been, to now. It's been a long ride. Donald Trump took care of 16 other contestants pretty handily. Not much there. Media wanted to make it sound like we had a nice close primary. It was never that close. Not really. And then I remember Governor Gilmore? He was involved, right? And then he said he wasn't campaigning in Iowa, but he was going to start campaigning in New Hampshire. And I don't believe he finished in the top 16 in New Hampshire. But that's, I mean, it's been like that. It's there have been so many names out there, right? You had Martin O'Malley on the Democrat side. And when he said, no, all lives don't matter, black lives matter, that was it. As much as the Democrat Party needs the African-American turnout, they also need some white turnout as well. And that was the end of his campaign. I believe he packed it in. Was it like in the middle of the caucuses? It was like that night. People were still caucusing for him, and in the middle of the night he says, you know what, nah, that's it, I guess I'm good, I'm out. And then they're fighting over these people who were O'Malley supporters, and it came down to coin flips. I mean, what did Hillary won, like what, 12 coin flips in a row? I mean, you got a better chance of winning Powerball than winning that many coin flips in a row. It's been a crazy, crazy year. In some regards, it feels like it's been 10 years. And then in some regards, I feel like we were just talking about April 19th, the New York primary, where Donald Trump really sealed the deal at that point. It's been like that. It's been up. It's been down. It's been in the gutter. It's been full of promises. It's been full of WikiLeaks. It's been full of Anonymous. It's been full of Project Veritas. It's been full of everything. And now, everybody has spoken. Everybody has said what they think you should do today. But now it's our turn. Now it's our turn to make that decision. Now, I'm not a huge proponent of early voting. I believe make Election Day a national holiday. Everybody's off. And that's when you vote. I don't like early voting. I know Democrats love it. They love it. It gives them chances to bus people around the state, change their names, give them fake IDs. They have the whole thing figured out. They got it all figured out. That's why they love it. You know, last night, I had a hard time sleeping. I did. I was tossing. I was turning. I didn't know if I was worried, anxious, excited. I didn't know. But I couldn't sleep. I thought maybe a bad burrito. Wasn't that, though. Woke up this morning, and you know what? I guess sort of woke up. Rolled out of bed anyway. And said, you know what? Regardless of what happens tonight, we fight on. Whether it's Hillary, whether it's Donald, we fight on. That's what we do. See, we're the envy of the entire world. And we take that for granted sometimes because of our insulation here in this country, whether it be insulation due to borders like large oceans on each side of us, whether it's insulation due to the fact that, you know, many Americans don't travel abroad. We go abroad when we're small sometimes or younger in college, and we say, you know what? We like it here better. We're insulated. But our flag is the most recognized flag on the entire earth. No other flag gets more recognition. People all over the world, school children all over the world, know about our flag. They know what it means. They know what the stars mean. They know what the stripes mean. They know where the red, white, and blue comes from. And it's not just because. It's not just because we have a tremendous military. It's not just because we stood up to King George III. Whether it was him or someone down the line, that was going to happen anyway. The seeds of discontent had been sown for a while. It's because of today. It's because of this day that people envy us. They envy our system. See, there are places around the world that have a democratic system. They have democratic elections. But it's not the same as us. Look at China. They had an election, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And part of China elected some of these representatives to show up. Now, the Chinese government blocked them from entering their congressional halls because they didn't like who the people selected. That happens all over the place. Plenty of countries have democratic elections just so long as you vote for the person you're told to vote for. Not like that here. And not like that especially this year. You have mainstream media, every single channel, and half of Fox News. I'm not letting Fox News off the hook on this one. Half of the pundits or experts, whatever you want to call them, hosts, anchors on Fox News, have not been very kind to Donald Trump. But everybody else, every single major outlet has been against Donald Trump since the general started. They loved him when he was bringing ratings. Loved him. You have the political establishment in this country against Donald Trump. You have Hollywood against Donald Trump. Wall Street against Donald Trump. Yet he can still win. He can still win because of our system. Because we can say, you know what? I make the decision, not you. And that's what makes our system so great. Better than any other system out there. Now you have places like Iceland, right? Iceland, they had their election 2 weeks ago. And you see this nationalism wave, this anti-establishment wave sweeping the entire planet right now for 8 years or 9 years, really since like the middle of Bush, maybe 12 years. There's been this big globalist socialist movement around the world. Not anymore. It's over. It's done. Their goose is cooked. Whether or not Donald Trump wins tonight, their goose is still cooked. Still. This pirate party took like a third of the seats in their Icelandic Congress, which they hold inside of a volcano or something. You have Brexit. Brexit was a 10-point swing from the Remain camp to the Leave camp overnight. Overnight. And we have some maps and we have some polling that are showing you some swings just today. It's going to be the last set of polls and maps we do unless this thing happens to get to the House. And then we have a whole other thing to discuss. That could get interesting, too. All right, guys, hang in there. We have a lot to go over today. You're listening to The Rhino Report here on Election Day 2016. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. It's a Tuesday, too. Just happens to be a Tuesday. Today is Election Day, unless, of course, you're voting for Hillary Clinton, and in that case, it's tomorrow. So tomorrow, if you're a Hillary supporter, you go to the polls tomorrow. You know, like I said, I just couldn't sleep last night. I was all over the place. I was tossing. I was turning. I was sweating, I was praying, I was doing everything I thought maybe I should do beyond what we've done for the last year or so on this show to help Donald Trump along. Because I don't think Trump is perfect. I think he has a lot of flaws. He does. He's not perfect. If you wanted the perfect candidate, it was probably Marco Rubio in terms of electability. I'm not saying in terms of ideology. In terms of electability, it was probably Marco Rubio. We decided we didn't want that. We wanted to go into this thing. We wanted to show up today like we were the repair crew from the Money Pit. Maybe I'm dating myself here a little bit. But that's what we wanted. We wanted to come in with our tools on these big bad motorcycles and these big bad, you know, cars and monster trucks and show up and really just take the establishment to task. That's what we wanted. We could have had the safe route. We just didn't want it, and I totally get it. People in Great Britain and England, they don't want the safe route either. They decided to take themselves out of the 28-country contingent that makes up the EU, and that was their decision. It wasn't a safe one. Us taking 3% of our population to fight the crown in 1775 and 1776, that was not the safe route either, but guess what? It worked. It worked. Do you realize, like, 150 years ago, we weren't using nails to build buildings. We were notching pieces of wood and sliding them together. And now we worry about our cell phones holding a charge so we can check Facebook and Google and Twitter, Instagram, whatever you have. We've made such progress, and a lot of that is because of what we did, because we took a chance. And that's why we are the envy of the entire world. Other countries model their system after ours. India, when they first got their freedom from Great Britain, their constitution was like 1,000 pages long. They wanted a copy of ours. How do you guys get it so short? How do you make it so it has a framework in just a short little document? I mean, it's not, what, 8 pages, whatever it is? It's short. But it outlines the framework for an entire country. See, we don't need to have law upon law upon law. We let the people figure it out. And today we get to let the people figure it out again. Are we okay with the corruption? Are we okay with somebody being openly corrupt? Are we okay with our Department of Justice acting like the Gestapo for them? Stonewalling. Not allowing, you know, the scales of justice to be blind. They don't allow it anymore. If it's me or you, we're in jail. We're in jail for 1/100th of what Hillary Clinton has done. Are we okay with that? Are we okay with the public position and the private position? Are we okay with everything that has gone on with Hillary? The Clinton Foundation, Vince Foster, the trail of bodies that seem to lead directly to the Clintons. Are we okay with that? Are we okay with what could be a dictatorship being led along? Are we okay with the White House being up for sale to the highest bidder? Or are we willing to take a chance? A chance on somebody that, you know what? Maybe he says some unpleasant things sometimes. Maybe he's not the most, maybe he doesn't word things in the most eloquent fashion. Well, I don't either. So I'm okay with that. This is not about trying to break a glass ceiling. That's what they want you to think. Elect Hillary. It's the first woman president in our history. The glass ceiling is broken. Women can finally go out and, I don't know, go out in public now or something. There's no glass ceiling. Look at England. They've had two. They've had two already. The entire world. I think there's 17 current female heads of state. There's been like 40-something total. There's no glass ceiling. But they want you to think there is. They want you to tug on the heartstrings. What are you going to tell your daughters? I don't know. What are we going to tell them if Hillary wins? Then we're going to tell them. You can't walk alone at night? That might be what you have to tell them. That may be what you have to say. Hey, listen. Mommy wanted a woman president, so now you can't walk alone at night. Look at Germany. Look at the Netherlands. Look at Sweden. That's what you will get with Hillary Clinton. Hands down, that is a rhino guarantee. Or we take a chance. I am willing to take that chance. I took that chance today. I went early this morning, and I cast my ballot for Donald Trump. Because I'm willing to take a chance. Because I believe that our country can be better and will be better. Under Hillary Clinton, we have no country. That's it. It's done. Can't wait 4 years. We'll be right back.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. We have a lot to cover today. You know, I went to vote this morning. I mentioned that in the last segment. And two things I noticed. I don't want to say anything fraudulent. There's nothing fraudulent. I didn't see anything like that, although I am getting emails now from different places that are saying that there is some, you know, shenanigans going on. And we're going to hear that. We hear that every single election. That's nothing new. So I go to vote this morning, and these poll places, you know, here where I vote anyway, and I'm sure it's the same no matter where you go, they're armed or manned, rather. They're manned. They're not armed. Not in New York, anyway. They're manned by a slew of people somewhere around 200 years old. Somewhere in that area. And it takes forever. Forever, because they've upgraded the system here. See, we fill out a Scantron ballot, and then we put it in, and then it says, oh, there you go. Thanks for voting. It doesn't have you confirm anything, nothing like that here in New York. Because that way, see, if they were to confirm your vote or give you a receipt or something like that, then Andrew Cuomo couldn't change the results. So they can't do that. But what happened is we used to have these machines where you hit the switch, you know, and then you pull the lever and the curtain closes and the whole thing. We had those up until about 2 years ago. And then we went to this electronic thing. And see, as the technology has upgraded, the people who have run these polling places have also upgraded in years. It's way beyond their comprehension. And they have to give you a number. They assign you a number. They say, okay, you're number 4 to vote today. And then someone else has to write down the number 4. And then they got to check your name. And then you got to sign it. And then they give you a ballot. And then you got to go back. It's a nightmare process. Terrible. All staffed with people who look like they probably voted for Abraham Lincoln. I mean, terrible. So, two things I noticed. Number one, it took way too long for me to vote. There was, I don't know, two people online ahead of me, maybe 5 or 6 behind me. The process took somewhere around 15 minutes, which is way too long. Way too long. I could have gotten a Peter Luger steak in 15 minutes. I just wanted to vote. Also, I did notice that there must have been a large number of people that were there before me. I got there, I don't know, around 9 o'clock, probably 9 a.m. Eastern. And I was number, like, 195 or something, which is really high for my district. Generally, when I go, and I always go about 9 o'clock before I, you know, start getting ready for the show or whatever else. And generally, I'm somewhere around between 25 and 45, the number I'm assigned. Today, I was in the 190s. So there's going to be a high turnout. Whether that is good for Donald Trump? See, if a high turnout benefits Donald Trump, it's a landslide. But if a high turnout benefits Hillary, then it's all over. All over. Because that is way higher than any number I've ever been assigned. And it's going to be busy tonight. The most of our polling places in this area are along the train station routes. So people get off the train, they go vote, they go home, and then watch the returns on TV. So I am getting emails from different places on Long Island. I just got one right now that they're having a problem at a couple places, and the lines are long. So I don't know how much a large turnout really helps Donald Trump, but we'll see. Now, I did make you aware yesterday, there is a consortium of networks. You have ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and all of their other subsidiaries. They have all contracted this group that's doing exit polling. And then that exit polling data is going to a room full of people designated by each outlet. And the data goes there, and it will be siphoned out to the different stations at 7 p.m. Well, I think 5 p.m. and then 7 p.m. So they have this consortium where they're not going to say any exit poll numbers until the polls start closing here in the East Coast, which is 7 p.m. New York happens to be 9 p.m., not that it really matters. But you have a slew of places closing at 7, 7:30, and 8. They're going to start giving you the exit poll numbers. And they didn't want to give them to you early. That way it didn't influence anyone who was going to go out and vote. That doesn't mean places like CNN, MSNBC, and ABC, CBS, NBC, they're still going to call states early. They're going to try like hell to close Florida early. They're going to try to close Michigan early. They're going to try to close or call these things early. Not close, call. Before the other part of the state, which is in a different time zone, gets to vote. They tried doing that in 2000. And it almost worked for them. They almost got it. Now, there are places like Vox, Slate, and Vice who have contracted another company to do exit polling. They are not part of this consortium. They will be putting out numbers throughout the day today. You're going to see bad numbers during the day if you're a Trump supporter. Get ready for that if you haven't seen them already. Democrats vote early. They vote early in the day. They vote early in the process. Republicans show up later. Draw whatever conclusion you will from that, but that's how it works. So don't let Vox or Vice or Slate influence anything you're doing. They are purely trying to sway this election. If they really wanted to be real news organizations, they would have joined the consortium of other groups and held back numbers until 7 p.m. All right, so I'm just putting that out there, just so you guys know. Trump had a busy day yesterday. Did a great job. He's in Florida. He's in North Carolina. He's in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Michigan. I mean, Michigan, Grand Rapids. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. That thing was still going on. Good thing I couldn't sleep. So that was pretty interesting. He did a great... I mean, listen, the guy has campaigned his ass off. There's no doubt about that. Nobody has ever wanted this more than him. Mitt Romney especially. Especially. That guy gave up. He did really, really well when it came to that first debate. I mean, he wiped the floor with President Obama. And then he gave up. Where'd he go? Where's Mitt? Like, where's Waldo? Where's Mitt? Donald Trump wants this. He wants it in a big way. See, Hillary, terrible move. She's making these concert things. People aren't going to see her speak. They're going to see Jay-Z. They're going to see Beyonce, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, Lady Goo Goo Gaga, whatever her name is. That's who they're going to see. They don't care what she says. And if you watch those rallies, she spoke for 8 minutes. 8 minutes. They went to see these performers and the guys in the audience. They went to get laid. That's what they're doing. All these girls, they're all happy, but Hillary's there. And the guy's like, yeah, I like Hillary too. Let's get a drink. How's that sound, huh? That's what's going on. And then you had Lady Gaga wearing that Nazi getup last night. What is this all about?
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place, or rhinoreport.com. They're all listed right there. What a terrible decision for Hillary Clinton to do this thing at the last minute with the concerts. There were 34,000 people or something at Independence Hall yesterday, and like, oh, it's the biggest crowd yet. It was a concert. It wasn't a rally. It was a concert. And they left the place, it was a disaster. There was garbage and stuff everywhere. You say you respect it, and we're here, we're the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the whole thing, and then they leave it a mess. Respect that area. It was a disaster. It looked like Times Square after New Year's Eve. That's what it looked like. They left it a mess. All these green people and earth people and save the planet and, you know, climate change and litter. Left it a mess. You know why? They don't care about her. They went to see the concert. That's why. Very, very simple. Just so happens, I think it's funny that Philadelphia Metro transit strike ended, what, yesterday? That was real convenient, huh? Probably bought off the union leaders because the agreement they came to, the workers got nothing. They got nothing. But the union bosses, oh, we got to end this. Hillary needs the votes. We got to get these trains rolling. Got to get them rolling. These unions, this is where, if she loses, that's where it all comes from. That's where it's all stemming from. The union bosses, union leaders, AFL-CIO, SEIU, AFSCME, all these BS places, the bosses are all for it because they get tons of money coming in, going out, lots of members, dues, the whole thing. The members, they're not buying it. They're not buying what she's selling. I know many, many, many union members here in New York. I've owned a union company. I've owned a non-union company. I've worked union. I've worked non-union. all of my friends who are union, and I'm not going to say what union, so I'll get them in trouble. They're all voting Trump. Every single one of them is voting for Trump. They don't care what their BA says, which is the business guy. They don't care what the head of the union says, the head of the local. They don't care. They don't care. They're forcing them to go out and drive Hillary trucks around and stuff. But they're all voting Trump. Every single one of them. So keep that in mind if things in Michigan are looking a little red later tonight. Coming down to the unions. Coming down to the unions. And Democrats always got them. You know how that works, right? They want to get the unions so the unions get more people, more dues, more influence, more money goes up to the Democrats. You know, that's how this whole thing works. It's all about money. Always follow the money. All right. So Trump has a busy day yesterday. Hillary's watching concerts. Now, there's this guy from Stony Brook University. His name is Helmut Norpoth. It's a cool name. Helmut Norpoth. He says he has created a model that has been right every single year predicting the presidential election, except for the year 2000. That's kind of a biggie. But except for that year, and his model says Donald Trump wins tonight. He says if the polls were 10 or 20 points apart, he'd say, okay, his model's garbage. But since they're so close, he's sticking by his answer. Now, Moody's is saying Hillary's going to win with 332 electoral votes. I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that much. Now, in swing state early voting, all right, in Florida, 39% of all early votes were by Democrats, 38.5% were by Republicans, 19% by independents. So the GOP trails by 1%. That's not bad. To trail 1% in early voting, that's tremendous compared to 2012. North Carolina, 41% of all early ballots cast were Democrats, 31% were Republican, 26% were independents. So about 10% there were down, but that's still a big increase from 2012. Same thing in Colorado. We're actually up in Colorado. More Republican early ballots have been cast in Colorado than Democrats by about 0.5%. Still, it's still up. Nevada, Republicans down 6 in early voting ballots received. Iowa, Republicans down 7. But those Democrats in Iowa, they're riding the Trump train. Most of them are riding the Trump train. So the early voting is looking much better than 2012. Does that portend a victory? I don't know. See, I'm more confident in North Carolina today than I was yesterday. There have been over 1.3 million Democrats have cast early ballots in North Carolina, but 990,000 Republicans. And independents, 810,000. That's a 42% increase from 2012. And we see independents going Trump by 7-8% in most polls. From 2012 to now, Democrats are down 4% in their early voting. Republicans are up 0.5%, where you said that, and independents are plus 6 from 2012. So with independents breaking Trump by 5 to 8 points, it looks good. North Carolina looks good. The early black vote has gone down 27.3%. All right, that's down a lot in North Carolina. And the early vote among the youngsters, first, second timers in North Carolina, is down 33% from 2012. They're just not juiced up for Hillary. They're just not. The African American vote's not. The young vote's not. So I like Donald Trump's chances in North Carolina tonight. Florida, you know, Florida, Real Clear Politics has Florida going Trump. Their map has Trump and Pence at 266 electoral votes, Clinton and Kaine at 272. Now, the interesting thing about the RCP, the Real Clear Politics map here, is that they have New Hampshire going blue. I think New Hampshire's red. I do. You have Ayotte. She's probably going to win her senator seat. Going to win that back. And I think you have a good chance there. I really do. I think Sununu wins the governorship, and a rising tide lifts all boats, and Trump takes New Hampshire. If that's the case, 269 all. 269 all. Yeah, Real Clear has North Carolina and Florida, Arizona, Utah, all going to Trump. All right, we'll be back with a little final roundup and a couple of poll numbers when we come back. Hang in there.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes too. Steaks, filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of our Election Day edition of the Rhino Report. Just some really quick notes here on this Real Clear Politics average poll. Florida, like I said, goes Trump, they think. North Carolina goes Trump, they're thinking. They put Michigan in the blue category. They put New Hampshire in the blue category. Wisconsin, Minnesota, all blue. Pennsylvania, blue. But that leaves Trump-Pence with 266 and Clinton-Kaine at 272. If New Hampshire flips red, we're at a tie. If Michigan goes red, that's all over for Hillary. She'll be packing her bags and heading to Leavenworth. So it's going to be really, really close. Here's the see, it's interesting that Emerson put it yesterday that it's going to be the closest blowout ever. And I believe that because polls are very, very close everywhere you go. But if they all go one way just by a little bit, it could be a blowout. But it'll never seem that way. Even if Trump has a landslide or if Hillary has a blowout, it's never going to seem that way. However, in the history books, it will be written that way, unfortunately. All right, so here's how you can tell. If she is struggling to hang on to Virginia later, it's going to be a long night for her. If Trump is struggling to hang on to Georgia, it's going to be a long night for him. If they call Ohio and North Carolina early, could be a good sign for Trump. If the exit polling we see around 7 p.m. tonight, if we see a low African-American turnout, it could be a good night for Trump. See, he never really caught traction in that community. He tried for a little while, and he was doing well when he was trying, but he was spending a lot of resources there to hover around 14-15%, so they kind of just left it alone. Hey, listen, that's how it's going to be. And with the senators, you know, Todd Young, can he pull out Indiana? Very possible. Rob Portman, he'll win Ohio. hands down. I think Ayotte's going to win in New Hampshire. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. It's. I wish I had a prediction. I don't. I mean, my best prediction is a tie, because that way I can't be wrong either way. Worth noting that Vermont could have a Republican governor after tonight. Just to show you the trends of things tonight. So we'll be watching that. All right. IBD, the most accurate poll the last three cycles, has their last tracking poll today with Trump up 2. He wins the Midwest. He wins the South. He wins the 45 to 64 category, age category, wins men 46-38, loses females by only four down with females. Whites 51-34 in Trump's favor. You know, the income brackets, anywhere from under 30 to about 50K. Trump just never really explained his tax plan that well. In most of his rallies, it was kind of an afterthought. Had he done a better job explaining his tax plan, that if you make under $50,000 a year, you're not going to pay a dime of federal income tax, he would do better in this area. Just didn't happen. Let's see. He has 85% of the Republican support. She has 86% Democrat support. Now, okay, so at the end of this model, I just want to make you, this is different. They weighted this poll for a Democrat turnout with 10% more than Republican turnout. So 10% higher Democrat turnout than Republican, with a good independent breakup. Good independent. About 40% of the whole poll in this poll is independents. This is where they care about the reputation. Here we go. We're going to have a little bit higher Democrat turnout. That's how it's registered in this country. A little bit higher than that independent turnout, and we get a good number. That's how IBD was right on the last few times. So this is encouraging. Definitely encouraging. Now, Republicans are more confident than Democrats that their candidate will win. 49% believe Trump will win. Only 46% of Clinton supporters think she's going to win. So there is a perception change here. Oh, boy. Either way, we are going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow. There is no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Household description. Trump wins in this IBD poll. Upper middle, working class, and lower class. He wins every single class. All right, guys. That's it for today. Hope you had a great time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Please, please go vote today. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.